The days of 35mm film projection are coming to a close as cinemas across the country transition to digital projection. But it's an expensive investment, and some small movie houses are going dark because they can't afford the equipment. The Adirondack North Country Association, known as ANCA, hopes to raise nearly $1.5 million through a Go Digital or Go Dark campaign to help 10 movie theaters in the Adirondack region make the switch to digital technology. Spokesperson Melissa Hart says the project fits the organization's rural development mission.
Our small town theaters are vital in keeping downtowns alive, so we see this as a community development issue. And it's quite costly to upgrade the smaller, independent, mom and pop theaters, which are most of the ones in our region. They haven't had as much success in securing the funding needed to make those upgrades.
Documentary filmmaker Aaron Wolf is helping the Go Digital or Go Dark campaign.
One of the big reasons why I became a filmmaker, I think, is because of a 1976 competition at my summer camp where the winners got to go to the Palace Theater in Lake Placid and see Star Wars on the big screen just when it was coming out. I still count that as one of the most magical moments in my life.
Wolf, the creator of films such as King Korn and Blueprint America Beyond the Motor City, has made trailers for the campaign.
Our small single-screen and small multi-screen theaters in the small towns that dot the North Country are really much more than just one local business. They become an anchor for our downtowns and for our main streets. And I think this idea of giving life to not just the theaters themselves, but to our towns, is what community is all about.
The Indian Lake Theater is a nonprofit organization. Board Chair Ben Strader says it may have to operate in the red for a while, but with ANCA's help, he's optimistic the digital transition will be successful.
Our annual budget is about $120,000, $140,000 a year. And so to drop on top of that $75,000 requirement from the outside is just an impossibility. Some of the theaters in the Adirondacks are first-run theaters, and Hollywood has offered a formula for them. And my understanding of that formula is that they get the equipment at a discount, but then Hollywood dictates every single thing that they show. As a sub-run or second-run theater, that wasn't even an option for us. So it was a huge stress, and without outside support, it wouldn't be possible.
The Adirondack Film Society is working with ANCA on the fundraising effort. Manager Tim Brereton says if the local theaters can complete the digital transition, it will open numerous opportunities.
We're looking at a future that's not just theaters that are small versions of the big box franchise theaters, but are also showing alternate programming, embracing independent and regional filmmaking, showing arts events. With digital projection, there's just a lot of latitude for programming. And that's, I think, the key to the future for these theaters.
The premiere of the Go Digital or Go Dark campaign begins Friday evening at 5 at the Palace Theater in Lake Placid. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.